Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
DWN Productions Terrible Horror Crap Podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts at boygob.com and on the podcast Facebook page. And for this episode only, the DWN Facebook page. Hey, maybe someone will watch this time. Maybe. And shut up, Joe. I'm not fucking done saying.
Sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
And on the YouTube page, I think we got 11 people watched the one from last week.
Pretty soon getting that sponsorship from YouTube, sending us maybe 10 cents a month, maybe. I don't know how they do their shit. Doesn't matter.
If we ever got this to where we got ads on YouTube, everything would be completely changed and it would not be the show it is.
Right, because you would have to put all your racist bullshit and all your misogynistic bullshit all your always talking about homosexuals in a negative light bullshit and all that, Tom. You would have to change that entirely. You could not be you if we got like a following.
I don't even know what to say to that, Joe.
You should say truth.
Oh, hey, everybody. How are you doing tonight? How was your week, Joe?
Well, I'll tell you, Tom. Last night, like I said, since I had been struck with the plague, I'd been eating pretty healthy. And, you know, I've just been drinking a lot of water. Last night, fuck it. Let's do some hot wings. Like, hot as fuck wings. Let's do some pizza. And let's drink a lot of Shiner. Today, it felt like somebody was raping me from the inside out. I was in the shitter a whole lot today. And it was not fucking pleasant. So, that was my day. Like, the brunt of my day was in the shitter. So I got a lot of reading done. I like to read. How about you, Tom?
Oh, I mean, I don't think I have the raw anals like I'm assuming you do.
Mm-hmm.
Did you rub your little booty hole raw, Joe?
Hey, it's rough. Rough, rough times, man.
We'll get softer paper then.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck is this shit, Lisa? Come on, or spend use a couple hose. Extra bucks. You know?
Just get the hose gimmick.
Yeah, we need one of them bidet things for sure.
No, it's the night.
Yeah,
bidet. Good night to you too.
Either way, it's like, fuck, man. Okay, I guess you're really not supposed to eat like that. I guess that's not good for your body.
No, it's just your body got all that shit out of it, so it wasn't used to eating that.
Definitely, you, man. It's like, oh, you're going to do this shit to us again, huh? Okay, okay, we're going to show you.
And they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were in the shitter, as you said. And that
not a good time.
It just makes me think like you were inside the toilet.
Yeah.
Just splashing around.
Hanging out, you know.
Having a little boat just.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. You look like you've been shitting all day.
It felt like Blade was inside me just trying to cut his way out, you know, to get to Dracula. But we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to something Dracula can put inside you for sure. What a piece of shit. Spoiler alert. What a piece of fucking shit. God damn it. My week. You know, I'm supposed to have a say, hey, get people to watch the live stream. Have a mask reveal. Unfortunately, fucking J. Jonah Jameson there over at the catacombs was like, oh, hey. Fucking, I'm breaking the story. It's not even a fucking story.
Stop the presses, Jameson. Or Robbie, whatever the fuck his name is.
Look at that. I don't even know if I can get it all. But look at that green sumbitch. It's floating around like a fucking booger ghost.
That's pretty good. I kind of want to buy it right now so I can flip it, you know?
You can. Yeah. Right.
I want to sell it like one of my my Halloween masks, you know? You know, the ones that were bopping around in the deathbed video.
Look at that. We got a pink one for you, Joe.
Those aren't
the
selling.
The colors don't show up great here.
I'm pretty sure everybody's going to want the green instead.
But one did sell to a Jose Garcia of McAllen, Texas. So that was good. And then we got the classic. Everyone go buy this one. We got the Boy Gob classic.
It's a Boy Gob classic.
Fucking shit.
It's white for cum, you know.
Yeah, it makes it look like you're wearing fucking cum on your face. Right. We have a classy establishment.
It's a cum face variant.
So head on over to dwnproductions.net for the love of fuck. And please buy one of the cum face masks. It's right there. It's going to a very good cause. My future, I guess, hospital stays for heart attacks and what have you.
For other shit that you find that is not ground and the house burns down.
Yep. No, I had to get Corey to install a whole new socket to hook that fucking washing machine up. Sorry, washing machine.
Washing. There you go, because it's Corey doing it.
Yeah. It was fucked. But it was done, so thanks, Corey.
But why don't you tell us a little bit more about the etymology of termites? You know?
Like, fuck it, termites.
How's that going today?
They were all right today, but I mean, I'm in here now doing this, but we had to fucking turn our big fucking yard light off just so they'd fuck. It's a fucking mess. This whole fucking week and some of last week, they've all been swarming and I haven't been able to work past 9. It's been fucked.
It's terrible, Tom.
Fucked. That's not terrible. It's fucked.
It's fucked because you probably had to come into the house and watch some movies. Like, what did you watch?
Well, Joe, I was going to say I watched Dildo, but we'll get to that later. Well, today I watched, spoiler alert, if we're just getting the stuff I watched today, didn't watch a whole hell of a lot. But I seen on the internet a couple days ago that Rob Hall of, I guess, Laid to Rest fame died sometime, not sure of what, but I was like, hey, that was the dude who made Lightning Bug. I liked Lightning Bug. Let's rewatch Lightning Bug. So I did, Joe. Have you heard of this movie?
I did. That's one of the movies that I liked. And We'll get to that after you give us your new review, I guess, of Lightning Bug, since you just rewatched it. I watched it last maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah, the last time I seen it was around the time it went out, maybe when I was in college, but hey, we'll get to why I watched that again in college in a minute. So, Lightning Bug is, I still like it, but upon rewatch, there's a lot of corny shit in it. It's about a, I don't know if they're originally from Alabama.
Let's call him a trailer park kid.
So this TPK, surprised I was able to get that.
Yeah.
So it starts out with a mother played by Ashley Lawrence doing just, you know, you can tell she doesn't speak with a Southern accent in real life. It, I don't know. It doesn't sound authentic, Joe. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And her and her two sons, they moved to Alabama. Maybe they were in Alabama. I don't know. It starts out, there's the fucking Alabama sign, and they're driving a car through it. So they pull up into a trailer and says, all right, well, this is, well, Rob, this is where we live now for the time being. Wink. And then, like, flash forward 7, 8, 29 years. I don't know. The fucking trailer's more worn down and they've aged however many years. And, oh, I guess they didn't get out of it. So what's his name? Green, I think. Green River. Or Green Graves or some shit. I think it was Green Graves. He, because, you know, they always water the grass. So it, nice, lush, and green. So Green Graves is, he wants to get into special effects. So he's like sculpting and painting and all that shit. And his mom, her new boyfriend, is your stereotypical fucking alcoholic. Just Southern dude smacking the wife around. Just stereotypical what you would fucking think. So, I mean, it plays out how you think it would, and then it goes totally batshit crazy. This fucking different kid who's into monsters and stuff, that's what he wants to do with his profession. I guess by this time, the stepfather thinks he should get a job at like a chicken butchery or some shit. And you're like, oh, you fucking doing this F word shit. You summon a bitch. Come here. Let me pop you in the fucking mouth and shit like that. Real, real over the top stuff. And it's just really fucking corny. But I like it, but I think it's because, oh, it's a coming of age story of this fucking special effects kid. I don't know. If you're not a horror fan, I don't know if you could get into it because it's got some just real corny fucking shit in it. But I like it. But fuck.
You know, unlike everybody that I see on Facebook, I'm not going to say that Rob Hall was like my best buddy or whatever, because you're seeing a lot of that shit. I barely knew the dude. I did do some work for him. I made some laid to rest shirts for him. And I'll say this, every time I saw him at a show, he remembered my name and would talk to me and was just very grateful, I guess, for the work that I did for him. He was always cool. Cool as shit. You could tell he had some fucking demons, as they say.
He's a wrestler?
Yeah. Yeah, he was wrestling with shadows. That's for sure. But he was always cool to me, you know. But I'm not going to like, oh, yeah, we were best buddies. That's why I didn't share a picture with me and him like everybody else did. You know, it's just kind of, it's kind of weird, you know. It's like, yeah, he was cool or whatever, you know. And I did like Lightning Bug. I haven't rewatched it, so I may not you know, like a lot of shit we're rewatching, it doesn't hold up quite as well, but I liked the meaning behind it. And I think that it, you know, it was a personal movie for him.
Yeah, it had charm because the heart behind it shone through. But
right, yeah. Laid to Rest, I liked the first one. I thought the second one was kind of shitty. Then he did something called Fear Clinic that was just a piece of shit altogether. Hey, you can't win them all. Sorry you died, dude.
Because I hope he hears you and just like, oh, it's okay. It's not your fault.
Thanks, Joe. You were my only friend out of all of everybody.
Why didn't you post the picture?
Yeah, you should have posted a picture, bro.
That's, I mean, it seems like he was young and shit. So, I mean, that's.
Yeah, I mean, he was, sucks. Well, not young. He was about my age, which is, you know, creeping up there. But
he's not. He wasn't 83.
He was pretty close.
Well, I don't think so. But I don't know. I didn't know the dude.
Well, you won't get to know him now, Tom.
Fuck. I'll show you.
Oh shit, Tom is gonna get to know him.
Don't share my pictures.
I can't believe Tom Martino died. Anyway, here's this fucking skeleton mask that he did. You know, the last one that he ever made.
Oh, thank fuck I didn't put that pre-order in at DWNProductions.net for
the glow one in of the these dark.
Masks. Yeah. They do. So, yeah.
If you had the light off, you'd be able to see it glow.
But instead, you just see me shining. But I would recommend Lightning Bug. Mm-hmm. I just, like, it fucking escalates big time at the end. And you're just like, huh?
It aged probably, right? And it's an indie flick.
Yeah, the budget shows this time around. Because like I said, the last time I seen it, I was fucking this kid going to monster school. So, I could definitely see edgy teenager of the time loving this movie. Like, oh, you got to see this movie. It's so deep.
It speaks to me, bro.
Yeah. Well, of course it does, you fat-titted idiot.
Yeah. You mask-making fuck.
It's got, I got fucking Mark Alfrey DVDs, and, I got Making Faces, Playing God in the fucking mail. And just, like, all these little things effects people would know, but other people would just be like, oh, he just got some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're not into it, I don't know how much you could really get at. But it is worth a watch. But that's just like when I was around that time, I remember liking The Rules of Attraction. I'll never go back and watch that shit ever. Ever. Right, I don't even remember what the fuck it's about. I just remember this age probably shouldn't be fucking watching that shit. Like, I have kids on the shelf. I'll probably never go back and watch that unless I want to laugh and like watching guys on skateboards and shit. No, I'll fucking never go back and watch that shit. Fucking pottery monsters. That's all I could say. If you like coming of age stories, if you like coming of age stories and horror movies, then give Lightning Bug a shot. I heard someone say it was on Tubi or not Tubi. Fuck it. Or don't. It's your life. Do whatever you want. Hopefully you're going to DWNProductions.net, copping one of those boy god masks. Hopefully that creamy white one.
Well, Tom, I watched Creepshow Season 2, Episode 1. This episode's getting a whole lot of buzz, Tom, because the first segment is about a monster kid. Yep, and I think it's called fucking Monster Kid. I don't know. It's about a kid that's really into Aurora models or whatever. In fact, I think they live in Aurora, wherever, Illinois or some shit. And that's what he does. You know, he's got his room decorated with monster posters, has a little film projector that he watches Abbott and Costello meet.
Who?
Whoever the fuck, you know, Franklin.
Costello?
Yeah, Costello. And he's just a monster kid. His mom's got cancer, though, so it's tough times for him. And turns out, like, his uncle, who's a big asshole, played by Kevin Dillon, and he's pretty funny, and his aunt are going to move in, but his uncle's, like, out of work. But, you know, his uncle's trying to, like, get the kid out of this monster bullshit. Then his mom dies, and, you know, he turns into more of an asshole, you know, just like, you don't need to be with this monster shit. It's like Lightning Bug, you know.
Talking pottery monsters.
Yeah. Get this shit out of here, you fucking kid. You need to get into the real world, you know, and throws his shit away and fucks his shit up. But he orders an Aurora model of his uncle and fucks that model up.
What?
Yeah.
Who's his uncle that they're making fucking model kits of him?
Right, yeah. So he has, like, the mummy model and the fucking Gilman model fuck up his uncle. So they come to life and fuck up his uncle there in the house. And it's stupid. People are raving about this episode because I think they're a bunch of monster kids, you know?
You ever
watch? And they're Tales wishing, the man, Crypt? I wish I had a model that could have fucked up my uncle before he fucked me in the ass. But, you know, they didn't. They didn't. All they have is the rape memory.
You ever see Tales from the Crypt, Joe? That television show from the 90s?
I have.
You ever seen the episode Corman's Calamity, where the guy's drawing monsters and they come to life?
Yes.
It's what this sounds like, but a lot worse.
Right. It is. It looks cheap. The Gilman monster looks good in some scenes and looks shitty in other scenes, just depending on how it's lit. You know, they keep the camera on it too much. The mummy looks like shit. I mean, it looks fucking horrible. They got a Frankenstein in it that looks, again, if they hadn't kept the camera on it too often, it would have been okay. But then, Tom, you know, because there's always two stories in these episodes. We go to the second story, which is written by your boy, Rob Schraub.
Oh, yeah, Scud. Yeah,
of Scud fame. And this is essentially an Evil Dead thing. This is a fucking Evil Dead thing. Ted Raimi's in it. It's got the Necronomicon in it. It takes place in a... not a public access, like a PBS station. Okay, so they got the Bob Ross show, they got the Antiques Roadshow thing going on, and the Antiques Roadshow, they read the Necronomicon, and they turn into those fucking zombies from the Evil Dead.
They're called Deadites, Joe. Deadites. God, yeah. Do you even like horror movies?
I guess not. You know, oh, they turn into the Deadites. They turn into Deadites, and Bob Ross has to fight them. And it's, I guess, if you're into Evil Dead, this is gonna be, oh, it's so fucking cool. But, you know, it's okay. You know, I was more into, like, hey, they actually paid tribute to Bob Ross more than anything else, you know. But more people are gonna be like, oh, yeah, the Necronomicon is in it, and Ted Raimi is in it. I don't know, you know, this show. This season is trying pretty fucking hard, you know, and they're both directed by Greg Nicotero. This is his baby, and it's not good, not to me, you know. I mean, these two stories, they were okay, but given the track record that I've had with this Creepshow show, eh. What'd you watch, Tom? Hey, and fuck Rob Schraub, too.
I can't watch this. Well, I wouldn't watch it because I had my fill after the first season.
Yeah, he did cancel your Shudder recently, right?
Yeah, and we talked about that on the last week episode when we talked about Fried Barry.
Mm-hmm.
The director of Fried Barry commented with a face So he might have been upset I got my money back from
I liked it. I like Frydberry. It's going to be on my top 10 list because it's...
Because I'm only going to have three.
That's the only thing on my top 10 list right now.
Yeah, I looked at my shit today and I was like, ooh, shit, it's already going to be June.
Right, it's half the year's over.
Yeah, gotta catch up in June with what's been coming hoot.
Pants.
No, that is on the worst. I've got a few on the worst. That and Mortal Kombat's in there. Like King Kong versus Godzilla's written on the bottom in the middle. Hey, who knows how the rest of this year is going to go? Might make good.
I don't know. HBO Max, you know? Yeah. They got six more releases for the rest of the year. That Justice League is going to be on my fucking worst.
Yeah, I guess that counts, huh?
It does count because it's a different cut.
Yeah. Well, shit. I'm not going to watch it.
Don't. That's a long fucking watch.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll probably watch some whack-ass shit that you'll be like, huh? Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. Who is it? Me now?
It's you.
I watched, after I took the DVD of Lightning Bug out, I was like, I don't have anything in here to watch. I said, oh, wait, yeah, I do. Let me put this in. And then I said, oh, fuck, it's in Spanish. So next week we'll talk about the new release of Witching and Bitching, I guess. But hey, Joe, did you watch anything? By
I did. I watched Dia de la Bestia.
Bless you.
Alex de la Iglesia classic. Was this his first feature? I don't fucking know. But it's a good one. Like I said on the Facebook, this is the first time I've seen it with subtitles, so this is the first time I caught a lot of the dialogue. My Spanish sucks. I'm not that Mexican.
Why didn't you watch it in English?
I didn't want to watch it in English. It's a fun movie to me, man. It's like, you know, these three dudes trying to stop the birth of the Antichrist, and they're just pretty much fucking up and getting their ass kicked or accidentally fucking up other people. It's a good time. It's just, is it slapstick comedy? Maybe. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's fun. It's a fun movie, and we don't get a lot of fun movies anymore, Tom.
Well, this movie's like 25 years old.
Right. That's when they still were having fun. Now they want to make Mortal Kombat, you know?
Okay.
Or Justice League, and not make it fun.
I didn't. It's okay. I still have it. I'll watch it again, but that payoff, man, that was not a good-looking monster.
I watched the extras, too. Watched the interview with Alex de la Iglesia, and there's a short film that he did that's on there that's really not worth watching.
Well, great. I'll be sure to never watch it.
Yeah.
And it's in Spanish without subtitles. So.
It's got subtitles, yeah. Oh,
thank fuck.
There's a full-length documentary, and I thought, nah, I don't want to watch that.
It's in Spanish. Right. I was going to watch that, and yeah. I said, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I ejected it from the PlayStation, and I'll put it back in the case. But I'm definitely keeping this one. Thank you, David. Thank you, Severin Films, for sending this my way. I'm going to watch
8 years too late.
Yeah, nah, fuck it. They're still selling it. You know, they got some sale with a bunch of shit I don't want going on right now, but you know.
No, that's next month.
Next month. Yeah, that shit's going on. Overboard, if you want a copy of Overboard.
He brought that up fucking last year and we talked to him. Motherfuckers would listen. They would have heard that shit.
Right. They'd have said, they'd have seen that like there's a bidding process on films. And, like, he was drunk one night and, fuck it, Overboard! You know? That's fucking great.
And that's why Severin's releasing Overboard.
Right.
And soon Star Wars. So that'll be fun.
and then Titanic.
Hey, we'll get to that. Night of the Living Dead Resurrection. Have you heard of it?
I have not heard of this. What the fuck is this?
I don't know if they're British or Irish. It's all Greek to me. But it's very, very low budget. They put the worst film grain filter over their digitally shot movie. And it looks bad, but somehow I was kind of captivated by the story, even though it's just the same thing. You got the people trapped in a house and the zombies are coming, so it's all like the family drama. Don't get me wrong, it fucking sucks, and I would not recommend it to anybody. But, you know, that was just, not as bad as I thought. Yeah, it sucks, but okay. So at the end, the mom, and I don't know, maybe the 17-ish, 19-ish year old daughter, somewhere around there, are the two alive. And then it's the end of the movie, like a renegade band of fucking dudes with guns come up, just like shooting zombies and, you know, killing who's been fucking bit and all that fucking bullshit. So they find the two survivors, throw them down, they're on their hands and knees. And there's, hey, what's going on? And one of the guys, oi, this slag's been bit, mate. Which one? The old one. Bam. They just shoot her in the head. It's like, oh, well, how does the other one look? Oh, she looks like she looks clean. She looks real clean. Oh, all right, then. Throw her in the rape van. So they grab her by the shoulder. She just. And then it just freeze frames on her face like that, and that's how the movie ends.
Like it's a fucking serial? Like, you gotta wait for the next segment?
I don't know. Yeah, at the end, like, because it was on TV, and I was just having background noise on. At the end, it said, like, coming soon, Night of the Dead Resurgence, or some fucking bullshit. I was like, there's no fucking way in hell. So I looked it up. Nah, they didn't get to make that movie. Not after that. Oi, and throw her in the rape van. What the fuck are we doing here, guys? It was fucked. I couldn't believe it. It was like, that's how you chose to end this? That the last lie. Oh, throw her in the rape van. All right. Fuck. I guess that's what we're doing. That's all I got. I ended it with a good one.
I watched The Expendables. Ever heard of this one, Tom?
I owned it, and then I saw that you watched it, so I went to pull it from the wall of DVDs. I must have rewatched it at some point and like, nah, this ain't worth having anymore. The novelty has worn off.
Yeah, this shit is not good. This is the, I guess, the super action movie that Stallone put together. But I think it was made for a foreign market. It's got Stallone.
It surprisingly was. Jason, Canada. It was Jason made for the Canadians.
Yeah. This one's got Jet Li, which I mistakenly last week was calling Donnie Yen Jet Li. Fuck them, you know, they're Asians. It's got Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, hell yeah! Gonna do something with your ass.
Stallone, let's go right now. It's got Eric Roberts, who you always think tough guy.
Oh, dude, I loved him in Ambulance playing Todd McFarlane.
Dolph Lundgren, who's decent in the movie. He's probably the highlight of this fucking movie. Mickey Rourke looking gay as hell. Like he always does, you know, not that there's anything wrong with that, you know, because, you know, gays can be tough, too.
Especially the ones that wear like all leather and spikes and shit. Yeah.
You got Randy Couture. Is that how you say his name? I don't fucking know.
Culture.
Yeah. Who the fuck else is in it? It doesn't matter.
Terry Crews
carrying a big machine gun. This is just like a mercenary movie. They go to some fucking Latin American country, and Eric Roberts and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Steve Stone or whatever,
you know, manipulating the country. And then everybody starts shooting and fighting, and the fighting sucks. The fighting is just like really quick edited shit because these guys are too old to do the shit that they used to do. It's lit really fucking badly because you don't want to see that it's not them doing the shit that they couldn't do back when they used to do, and it's quick cuts. It's not a fucking good movie. And they made three of them, I think. They also made three of the Escape Plans movie, which are also Stallone and also made for a foreign market. But I think those movies are much better than this. This was just a piece of shit. I didn't fucking like anything about it.
Yeah, I think in July, maybe it's August, I'm going to have to, and I'm going to assume you'll watch it too, The Expendables 2, because our boy Jean-Claude is the villain in that one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get to it at some point. Yeah, for sure.
I never bought that one, but I did see it in theaters. It's just that nostalgia wore off quick on those motherfuckers. By the time it was the third one, no one gave a fuck. I didn't see it.
But they're all three on Hulu.
Hulu! That's the code for the killers.
Hulu, where you can watch MODOK, which Tom watched last week. You know. Oh, we'll get to Patton Oswalt later. But anyway, after that, I watched Reign of Fire. Now, England, you know how they're always tunneling to make subways and shit. Well, turns out they tunneled into a subway and there was a fucking dragon there. And they woke up a dragon and it fucking woke up other dragons or something. I don't know, but it decimated England. It decimated the world. So you got, I don't know the guy's name, Christian Bale. He's living in a castle with a bunch of kids, and he's also living with a guy from 300 whose name I don't remember. He was in the movie I talked about last week, Greenland. I don't know. They're just protecting their little domicile with a bunch of kids. But boom, in comes Matthew McConaughey, and he's like, "We're going to kill these dragons for you fucking Brits that can't fucking take care of your own country." And that's it. They fight dragons, and it's not a bad movie, but it's definitely not something you would ever want to watch more than once, you know. And it's kind of like you'll tune out on the flick, you know, like you'll get on your phone. It's like, fuck it, check the weather, you know, or whatever. Oh shit, we got rain coming in on Tuesday. Oh, okay, the dragons are attacking. Yeah, just not a good flick. Not a bad flick. It's just there.
You ever see Dragonheart?
Dragonheart. Is that what Sean Connery talking with the dragon voice? No, I haven't seen it.
You ever seen Aragon?
No.
You ever see How to Train Your Dragoon?
No.
What about Dagon?
Dagon. Is that the sequel to Aragon? No.
They're still spelled dragon wrong. Fucking idiots. One of these days they'll get it right.
Well, that was like a 14-year-old kid that wrote that novel, so of course he misspelled it.
Yeah, I think that kid came out of the old Mont Bellevue, but I could be wrong because they had banners and shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't read, so I didn't give a fuck about a book at all.
I didn't want to read any dragon shit ever.
Yeah, there's not some
Dragon Riders of Pern series that Anne McCaffrey wrote. Couldn't give a fuck about any of them, you know.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah, well, there's no reason to. It's dragons. Who gives a fuck about dragons?
If you want me to read a book, there better be some fucking good art in there. That's all I'm saying.
Scud.
And that, yeah. I mean, I like black and white fucking sketch type shit, so.
Okay, and then after that, I read Black Panther, The Bride, written by Reginald Holden, who wrote the script for Boomerang and House Party. And this trade paperback, it's all leading up to the marriage of Black Panther and Aurora Monroe. Better as Storm from the X-Men. Yeah, it's another piece of shit whole fucking book. You know, they try to tie it into Civil War because at the wedding, like, Captain America and what's his name, Iron Man get together and he's telling them, hey, you guys need to make peace. No, we don't. And that's it. The whole fucking book sucks, man. I'm going to be selling all these trade paperbacks. So if you guys want them, if I'm ever set up at a comic book show, I'm going to have them there. Yeah, $5 a piece. Good stuff. Good stuff. Reginald Holden, you know, if you want to support writers of color, you need to buy these off of me.
Well, you just got to expand your mind past fucking just Yellow Kid, Joe. Not everything could be the fucking Yellow Kid.
The Yellow Kid's great.
All right, Gramps.
The Krasimov great, great brothers. Gramps. Whatever the fuck they fucking read some Betty Worth.
You know, if comic characters were real people, he would still be alive appearing at fucking comic conventions with no one at his table. I'm the original comic book character. Oh, fuck you, the Yellow Kid. He just morphed into Caillou. That's all that shit is, son of a bitch. Fuck them both.
I agree.
Don't. They're children, Joe. Don't agree to that.
So speaking of comic book characters, Tom.
Yes?
Let's dive.
Back into the underworld!
Blade Trinity. Holy shit. I hadn't seen this one. I just watched this 2 hours ago. I'll give them this. This is the first Marvel crossover in that we get Deadpool, kinda, in it. But it's the chick that dresses up as Deadpool, not Ryan Reynolds. I don't know what the fuck's going on in this movie.
Yeah.
Here's why I hate Dominic Purcell. I hate
who is that?
He was Dracula.
Yeah.
Drake.
Oh, yeah.
As they call him.
Oh, yeah. That fucking guy.
That dude sucks in everything he's like, in.
Dude, you might be an awesome fucking guy, but you were in Grave Dancers. All right, man?
Right, yeah.
But, you know, we'll get to that. So this is the third Blade movie, the final in the Wesley Snipes trilogy.
All right.
This is the movies he went to jail for.
Yes, made his money and then said, fuck it, I'm not paying you.
I already paid. I starred in Blade Trinity.
Yeah, so this time, what happened to Whistler? He's at the beginning of it, and then I don't remember what the fuck happened to him. This movie's like, very forgettable.
No, Whistler's like a cyborg now, because he's doing all this ultra badass shit that no fucking 94-year-old man should be motorcycling through windows and shit. Triple H, the game.
Triple H and his doggies. Yeah, you know, so, you got vampire doggos that do the whole mouth thing.
Just what's
that we saw in the last what's the movie?
Story? Let's get to the fucking story.
Okay, the story, if I remember correctly, and I just watched this 2 hours ago, is you got these two fucking they're vampire slayers or whatever. One of them is Hannibal King, who is a character in the fucking Tomb of Dracula comics, which Tomb of Dracula number one makes a guest appearance in this movie. But they want to enlist Blade to take out Dracula, who just all of a sudden just happens to be in the fucking same city. And
they're trying to bring the vampires. One sect of the vampires are trying to resurrect Dracula.
But he's already over. There. He's not, yeah. You know, he doesn't need resurrecting. He's there.
They need blood or something. They have him locked up in this room, and they're trying to feed him fucking shit. He looks like shit. I'm sorry. It's not the fucking makeup people's fault. It's whoever approved the design of this is what the creature's going to look like. That is not good. I remember getting Fangoria with that on the cover. And I was just like, I don't think I'm going to read Fangoria anymore.
Towards the end of the movie, Dracula is wearing armor that's kind of like the armor in the Bram Stoker's Dracula movie.
You know, or like fucking old Cole Young from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it's all red and shit and...
Same shit, know. Just different colors.
Yeah, it's stupid. This is what it is. It's just fucking stupid. Yeah, so, Triple H, his shit has mainly to do with Ryan Reynolds. He doesn't really interact with fucking Blade, right? They don't fight or anything.
Ryan Reynolds. This is like peak Ryan Reynolds, and he's Ryan Reynolds, the most Ryan Reynolds he's ever been in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
He, like... Van Wilder is another movie I liked at the time. Never, ever, ever going to go back and rewatch it ever.
Yeah. Jessica Biel, I don't think she's sexy. You know,
she was big for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
She was on that show. Then she got Chainsaw. Then she got this. And that was it.
Yeah. She, what'd she do? It's like some crossbow shit on this.
She's there to,
yeah, and then she fights. She does the whole like, you know, like, where's my hand here? Bring it, motherfuckers! Bring it. You know, kicks a lot of ass. I guess I don't know. In some really shitty fight scenes. This I don't know. It just tries to be a big fucking action movie, but the action's all shit. They let David Goyer, who had written the scripts for the last two, direct this. And like I said, you can't let comic book guys direct anything. You know, fuck Frank Miller. Fuck you, Kyle. And he's sending me, oh, Frank Miller. But fuck you, Kyle. Frank Miller, fuck him.
Sin City's good. Sin City's pretty great.
He didn't direct.
He was a co-director.
No.
Yeah, he was a co-director.
Nope.
Yep. You ask Robert Rodriguez, he'll say, yeah, it's a co-director.
I was so excited when he came to the set.
So there's, you know, they have this idea. If Dracula came back to our modern time, or modern time, what it was in 2004, 2003, whenever the fuck this came out, how would Dracula, you know, react to the modern world? And how would he react to the merchandising? Like, how would he react?
That's right, the fucking store.
Yeah, all these little tchotchkes and shit being made from vampires. So, you know, just all the memorabilia and stuff you see in your everyday life, vampire related. So it's like, oh, Count Chocula, which... They half the fucking stores filled with fucking boxes of Count Chocula. And the other half is just like, just little, you know, shit you'd see in Hot Topic or Spencer's or whatever. And then they have Dracula fucking vampire rubber dicks, dildos. And I'm looking at fucking Dracula, looking at these rubber dicks. And I said, wait a fucking minute. That's the son of a bitch from Grave Dancers. Click, and I turned the shit off. Sorry, Joe. Didn't finish watching this shit. Seen it once already. That was enough.
I don't mind. You know, I was...
Fuck this shit.
Yeah, it's... Like I said, I watched it 2 hours ago. I'm already forgetting it, which I'm fine with it. You know, I'm fine with never fucking talking about this movie again.
Yeah. Yeah, the Blade movies, nah. The Wesley Snipes trilogies, nah, they don't, nah.
They do not hold up. You may have created the Marvel Universe, cinematic, whatever the fuck. Okay, people love that shit, but these are not good movies. You know, I had fond memories, I guess, of 1 and 2, and those were crushed on rewatching. But yeah. Next week, we'll see what Sticky Fingers does with the role.
Yeah, we'll see, but I'm calling it right now. My boy Celine, Underworld's way better than this shit. Leaps and fucking bounds.
No, I'm not gonna argue with you yet. We'll see what Sticky Fingers does, though. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, this could be like, it's not gonna be good, but this could be like the best worst shit ever.
Yeah.
So, like, if it's that, then I'll be like, yeah, all right. Sorry, Celine, but Sticky Fingers is fucking a figment of your imagination. You know, the song.
Yeah.
Okay. Slam!
Okay, so speaking of shit that's just like pointless and cash grabs and fucking like long for no fucking reason, let's talk about Marvel Anals. Yeah.
That's where they get you.
Spider-Man Anal number 5. This is a weird fucking issue.
Joe, why don't you tell us everything about Spider-Man Anal number 5?
Peter Parker is helping Aunt May move some shit around the house. And some box falls over, and it turns out, like, hey, there's some clippings of his dad. You know, we don't know much about his dad. We know that the parents died, and he was fucking raised by May and Ben. Turns out, like, oh, shit, your dad was a traitor to the country. Your dad was, like a fucking spy. And he's like, no, this can't be right. This is fucking horrible news. This is like, I gotta go and find out what happened. So he goes to visit the Fantastic Four. Because, like, he can't go to fucking Algiers and figure it out on his own. Right? Isn't that where he went? Algiers? So Reed Richards just fucking drops him off there. So now I'll give you a ride, dude. Here you go. So he like starts fighting people there in Algiers, the capital of Algiers, Calcutta or wherever. And it turns out like,
can you spell that for me?
Algiers. So like, he's on the trail of the shit that his dad did.
Turns out, sure, it's not a J.
No, there's no J in it.
Gears, jeans.
Turns out his dad worked for the fucking Red Skull. So he's got to fight the Red Skull and henchmen. And that goes good because Red Skull doesn't know he has powers and shit. But during the course of all that, he finds out that his dad wasn't a spy for the Red Skull. He was a double agent spying on the Red Skull for the U.S. So clears his dad's name somehow. So that's it. That's the fucking story. It's an anal. It's not even, you know, Romita didn't do the fucking art. You got Larry Lieber that came in and did all the shit.
My man.
Yeah. It's just a fucking odd story and it's stupid. And
you ever hear about this before?
No, so I've never.
These parents being super spies and double agents. And
I've heard shit about them being spies, but I've never like read any stories where it was explained. This is just fucking goofy.
You ever see any of the movies where they took that and used it as a big element in the movies?
There was one of the fucking Spider-Man's movies, right? The
Amazing Spider-Man's, both of them, those threads are played through it, and the whole time was like, what is this shit they're doing? This stupid fucking shit where Spider-Man's parents are spies. What is it? Oh, flash forward. This was
yeah, his
material.
Right. Yeah. It's stupid as fuck. You know, if you're going to take source material, why take that?
Yeah, that Aunt May spy movie that Sony wanted to do doesn't sound so fucking dumb now. I'm sure next anal's gonna be like, yes, I just fucking faint and go to the hospital when I really go on secret missions, nocturnal E missions.
You know, if they really wanted to make it woke, though, they should have made his parents Asian.
What does that have to do with anything?
Park R's, they could have called them. What do you mean, what does that have to do with anything?
What is that? This was made in like 1969.
No, they made Flash Thompson a chick in the movies. They made
they made him a Pacific Islander. No.
They made Liz Osborne a fucking black chick.
Who the fuck is Liz Osborne?
Whoever, you know?
I don't think you know your Spider-Man characters.
I'm thinking I don't give a fuck about Spider-Man. How long did fucking Stan Lee write this shit? Because he needs to go, man.
Too long. Too long. Well, Joe, how long is a Chinaman and how long? Not much longer because we're at our top 10 list now, Joe. Do you like them? List, that is.
I've been known to like a list, or at least read a fucking list off.
How about sing a list off? You ever do that?
A little singing, not too much.
Because of the frictionitis?
Right.
I see. And just
what was our list for this week, Tom?
Before we get to that, I just want to let you know it's pronounced Algeria.
Algeria.
Okay. Algeria.
Not
Algiers. Yes.
You sure?
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So this was top 10 songs from movies. Whatever that means to you, but theme songs do not count. So Human Tornado and Petey Wheatstraw and Disco Godfather will not be on the list or honorable mentions, unfortunately.
That's a shame.
They snuck them in there. Joe, honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions. I have Hide in the Rainbow from Dio. And this is featured on the Iron Eagle soundtrack. Now, I'm not going to sing it because this is not the best Dio song ever. This is not a particularly good Dio song, but it makes my list because it's a fucking Dio song that was in a movie. From there, we go to Catch the Rainbow from the band Rainbow with the lead vocalist Ronnie James Dio. And this was on the movie Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Catch the Rainbow. Again, not a very memorable Dio song, but it's a pretty fucking good one. Then we go to The Mob Rules from Black Sabbath, when Ronnie James Dio was the vocalist. And this is featured on the animated film Heavy Metal. Ever seen that one, Tom?
No, I was more of a Heavy Metal 2000 fan when the Insane Clown Posse and Twisted did Dirtball.
We'll get to that, I think.
Okay.
Maybe not.
But on your list.
Okay. Then I go to Stuck in the Middle with You from the band Steeler's Wheel. And this was featured on the film Reservoir Dogs. My last honorable mention is Bitches Are Hustlers Too from D-Fine. This was featured on the Bullworth soundtrack. Good fucking movie. Great fucking soundtrack. I'll be singing on my top 10, but Tom,
yeah,
your honorable mentions.
Sure.
Sure.
So man, that was pretty good. I got something kind of like that, but it's a little different. Boom, 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 boom. Beaners gonna eat beans. Boom, 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 from Cheech and Chong's next movie.
Yeah.
I was going to have Mexican Americans, but then I said, wait a minute. There was a tag to that joke, so let's go with that. And then I have a one that made it last week, which was surprising because not many that was on last week's made this week's. I don't know if it is for you, but that's how it was for me. And that is Shine from the Paddington soundtrack, which I will not sing.
Okay. That's fine.
And then I have a song from the movie Run, Ronnie, Run, the Mr. Show movie. And it is a cover of Doraville, which I could not find fucking anywhere. So if I ever want to listen to that song, I just got to pop the fucking DVD in and go to the end credits. And then I have Sweet Home Chicago from the Blues Brothers. And then I have probably the most embarrassing song on this list, and it is from House of Wax, the My Chemical Romance classic.
Oh, shit.
So Long and Good Night.
Ouch.
Yeah. But I had to put it on there.
And I want to tell anybody that's watching this right now that may be commenting, we can't see your fucking comments.
No, I mean, I can see it. It's just That's not the kind of show we do.
Right. Yeah. We're not going
to. It would be a totally respond different thing.
To your shit.
Yeah.
But like, just to let you guys know, I mean, yeah, comment away or whatever.
Have a little community. Talk amongst yourselves.
Right, that's yeah. Amongst fine, yourselves. Yeah. You know, amongst
it would just be a totally different show if we started reading every fucking comment.
Right.
This is just to give you a different experience. So say you don't want to do the audio. Well, fuck. Maybe you want to watch us do it then.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for you, that's not the kind of fucking show that we do here.
All right. We're doing a top 10 list.
That's right. Now we're getting to the fucking singing. Right. I don't know about you, Joe, but you got to get yourself another beer.
I think I'm good, Tom.
Okay. Well, right. Hope you're ready. Number 10.
I'm burning for you. It's a Blue Oyster Cult. And that song was featured on the film Joe Dirt.
Dirty.
Yeah.
You fuck.
Home in the valley. Home in the city. Fucking great song, man.
How does it go?
I'm burning for you.
Joe. Mm-hmm. The good guys dress in black. Remember that, huh? What? Here comes the morning, galaxy, the won't let you remember. Number 9.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. And that's It's Not Unusual from Tom Jones, which was featured on the film Mars Attacks.
Oh, that's it. I think it was in Jerky Boys, too.
And in Jerky Boys.
Should have went with that instead.
Part two.
No, just they only unfortunately made one. When's Vinegar Syndrome gonna release? No, I'm sure that's tied up with Universal or whichever record fucking.
They'll release it anyway.
Hey, remember, like when I was like, I'm not gonna fucking blind buy shit from Vinegar Syndrome, and you ain't gonna get me. $200 later, they got me. God damn it!
I didn't look to see what they had.
Don't. No, go get even. I think they're calling it champagne and bullets. Or some shit, but that's one of the best pieces of shit ever fucking made. Like a lawyer was just like, I like movies. I'm going to make a movie and I'm going to be the star of this action movie. And it's just like a little wiener looking guy with like a shitty mustache and shit. He's just a skinny dude and it's just so awesome. I saw that and I was just like, champagne and bullets. Wait a minute, that looks like Get Even. Oh my God, it is Get Even. Boom, it's going to be in stock next time they have their sale, and it's going to be discounted. I don't give a fuck. I want that. That's going to be the release of the year. That was like, oh fuck, motherfuckers. Like, people don't even know. They're just like, what's this fucking bullshit? If you're listening to this, and you fucking still get Blu-rays and DVDs and shit, go to Vinegar Syndrome and get fucking, I think it's Champagne and Bullets, what they're calling it, but it's Get Even / Road to Revenge. It was either the first or second shit fest that was one of the movies. And holy fuck, it was still one of the best ones we watched. Fucking Road to Revenge, motherfucker. God damn. Road to Revenge. I wish it was a song. I wish it had a memorable song in that fucking movie show. So number 9. Did you do your number 9?
I did.
Did you?
I did.
Fuck. All right. We'll stall for a second, Joe.
Okay. So head on over to DWM Productions and get one of them glow-in-the-dark masks that premiered here, like you heard about it here first on the DWN's Terrible Horror Podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts. Show.
I came with somebody hitting monthly fees.
I didn't want the commercial.
Oh, what was that? The Jerkmate commercial.
Hey, I forgot YouTube. They're going to fucking kick us right the fuck. So from Office Space, there you go. We could have fucking Facebook too. They'll all kick you the fuck off for putting music out.
Way to go, Tom.
Oh, I forgot we're not doing the old We're not kicking it old school. As this, right. There you go. That's my number nine. I'm not even going to say anymore so we don't get booted the fuck off.
New school. Speaking of new school, so my number eight is one of the ones I had listed last week. I think it's the only one from last week, but it is Hellraiser. From Motorhead. From Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth. Fucking great song. I don't know what the fuck Lemmy's saying half of the time, but it's great.
I remember that from last week.
Mm-hmm.
Funny how that works out. They have these music videos, man. They got much better songs that didn't tie in.
With them. He's playing chess with Pinhead in the video.
Oh fuck!
Yeah, Lemmy is playing chess with Pinhead. Check it out.
Is it Douglas Bradstone?
It's on YouTube.
You got to log in and be 18 to watch it.
It's Douglas Bradme. You know, check it out.
Brad me, Brad you.
And while you're doing that, check out the deathbed video.
And then go on over to dwnproductions.net. Or don't. Whatever.
Whatever, you fucks.
My cat screams fire. The bullet's telling me to shoot that motherfucker, he's a liar. I talk to my 380 like a radio edit on the stroll. Kill them all. Spice One, Born to Die from Tales from the Hood. Cause you're born to run to the head.
Put your ass slipping and your ass is born to die.
Good shit.
Bye-bye. Cause you're born to die.
Good stuff. Love it. I got to roll my windows up like Michael Bolton, though, when I listen to it in my car. It's an Office Space reference. You know, the movie we got kicked off for playing. what do we have? Number seven?
At number seven, I have Cemetery Gate! Cemetery Gates. From Pantera, which was featured on Tales from the Crypt, Demon Knight.
They should have used it for Cemetery Gates. Probably would have been a little better, right?
Might have been, but it's a good movie, good song.
Well, mine is one that I brought up ever since that Arrow Video Mallrats Blu-ray set came out, still been in my head, and that is Suzanne from Weezer. Not gonna sing it. We've been doing that a bunch of fucking times, but still stuck in my fucking head. So it made the list at number seven. Yeah, because you farted.
Yeah.
Quit drinking beer from your fucking asshole.
That's you.
No way. Thank you.
No way.
Thank you.
Just go ahead and sing it.
Thank you. I can't. I'm talking to fucking Lori now.
Sing it from your asshole.
I love you. Hey, Joe, what do you got?
At number six?
Yeah.
I have Long Live Rock and Roll! Long Live Rock and Roll! From Rainbow, featuring Ronnie James Dio on the vocals. And this song was featured in the movie Billions, the Danny McBride classic. Or something McBride. Who gives a fuck? Danny something. Danny Boyle, McBride. Maybe. Yeah. Either way. Dio.
Maybe well, I left Rome and landed in Brussels. Caught a plane ride so bumpy that I almost cried. Said she met a beautiful young girl. bone and muscle. And it sure has been a long, hard drive. That is Masterpiece, sung like a complete masterpiece from the band, from the movie Observe and Report. That dude's voice is fucking horrible, but for some reason, I like that fucking song. And the movie's great, too. So if you haven't seen Observe and Report, get on it.
I have not seen that.
Well, you should. Don't be scared away by Seth Rogen.
Okay.
Number 5.
Moving right along. Tick, 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 tick. Footloose and fancy free. I'm ready for the big time. Is it ready for me? And that's from Kermit the Frog and Fozzie Bear. And this song is featured in the Muppet movie. And it's a cute little song. I like it.
Well, speaking of cute little song, everyone has AIDS. Or sodomy. It's a tie. My number 5 is AIDS from Team AmeriCorps. My new fucking metal band, AmeriCorps. Or Meet the Feebles, Sodomy. Whichever one you want, it's up to you. But it was a tie. I bet you think it's very odd of me that I like sodomy. Good stuff. And then he went on to make like Lord of the Rings shit and win the awards and stuff after he made this butt fucking musical. That's all right, Joe. What's your number 4?
At my number 4, I have I'm All Right. Nobody worry about me. No need to give me advice. Why don't you just let me be? Do what you want to. It's I'm All Right from Kenny Loggins, featured in Caddyshack. You see that fucking little gopher or whatever dancing around.
Oh, we're fucking assholes.
We are.
What is this?
This is the stupidest show ever.
My number 4. Pick any song you want from Cannibal, the musical. Let's build a snowman. We can make him our best friend. That's all we're asking for. That's all we're asking for. Can I say it's a spadoinkle day? Whatever. It's a fucking musical. Just put the whole fucking movie on there. Cannibal the Musical. Any song you'd like. It's up to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Top 3.
Boom, boom. Ba-da-boom, boom.
Hit my number 3. And I can't sing this one because it'll hurt my fucking vocal cords.
Do it. Come on now.
Shoot to Thrill! Shoot to Thrill from AC/DC, which is featured on Talladega Nights, the story of Ricky Bobby or some shit.
Terrible.
This is one of my favorite AC/DC songs. And it's on this movie for some reason. So... it's a fucking great driving song. Like, if you want to speed, like, down the highway, throw this song on, and you'll fucking drive faster.
Well, your life's spinning out of control. They say the whole world is out to get you. Your best friend has turned his back. And nothing seems right. But when you're down and you got to get out, don't let them step all over your face.
even if you gotta let them know that it was all part of some rich guy's evil plan. Look out ahead, there's a truck changing lanes. You got some yellow crumbs on your upper lip, and those warts on your dick are gonna go away unless you start using topical cream every day. It's from one of your favorite movies, Joe. It was a song playing on the radio in basketball. Number two.
You're hungry for heaven. Right. Hungry for Heaven, sung by Ronnie James Dio. The band is named Dio, and it's featured on the wrestling movie Vision Quest.
The wrestling with sensuality movie Vision Quest. Mortal Kombat! Liu Kang, Johnny Cage, Erection. Good stuff. It popped my wood right the fuck up. But now we're at number one, Joe. There was a lot on these lists, but there could only be one.
You're right. You've been gone too long in the midnight sea. Oh, what's becoming of me? Yeah, right, Tiger. Fuck yeah, you got Holy Diver from the band Dio, sung by Ronnie James Dio. And this was featured on Tenacious D, The Pick of Destiny. This is the greatest song ever penned. This is it, man. Like the epitome of songs. Is this? What more can you say? Not a fucking thing.
I didn't know it was on that soundtrack.
It is.
I hear you, Jung. Wait, fuck. I hear you, brave young Jables, who are hungry for the cock. I remember that one.
Yeah, there's some memorable songs about it.
That fat kid. Can't believe he agreed to do that in the movie, but Joe, I got a question. What makes a man? Is it the woman in his arms just because she has big titties? Is it the way he fights every day? No. No, it's probably the titties. Now you're a mound! A moundy, moundy, mound, a mound, mound, mound! You are now a man. You're a mound, mound, mound. Now you're a mound. Orgasmo. My favorite movie, the song had to make the list.
You do love that movie, Tom.
I do. I have the poster back there, but I'm not going to pull it out again.
Don't pull it out, Tom.
No, I won't. So, Joe, next week we wrap up The Blade with House of Cha-Cha. We swing into action with Amazing Spider-Man 66 and our top 10 list for episode 265
will since be. We're no longer under the threat of COVID, we're going to be talking about our top 10 movies about disease.
All right. Hey, since this is a video show, I'm going to try and line it up, but my handwriting, not great. especially when I don't know how to spell something. Really not great. So,
well, I didn't say plague. That would have been worse for you to try to write.
P-L-A-G-U-E, right?
No.
P-L-A-U-E.
No.
No. No. One no. of those, but.
You're all fucked up. Dizzy.
What does that even say?
What are we doing?
Oh, no, I remember it. So, yeah, that's fucking it. For the love of fuck, go in to DV. Fuck. Go to DWNProductions.net and buy one of these fucking boy god masks so I feel a little better about my fucking self. You know, it'd be nice. Shout out to the two people who did. I appreciate you for sure. You will be able to buy me the special medicated shoes I need. So please head on over to DWNProductions.net and pick up a fucking boy god mask. And after that, what can they do, Joe?
Head over to FastCustomShirts.com. I guarantee there's at least one fucking shirt on the site that you want. Just fucking scroll around a little, check it out. You're going to find something. Just fucking buy that shit. Why not, right? Buy it for a friend or something. Fucking be generous. You know, this is a time of generosity, and we got to love each other. Buy them a shirt. That's the best thing you can do for them.
And hey, maybe we'll have a shirt. There's a better chance that we're going to have a shirt than a jersey. Shirt.
Yeah, not a jersey.
I don't know. This is getting ridiculous with the jersey people. At this point, I just want to get the fucking two that I paid for that are fucking legible, and then that I don't really want to give them any more business, because
I'll tell you this, anybody that's going to the Houston Horror Film Fest convention, Tom's gonna have some shirts there that you're gonna want. This is gonna be like the ultimate DWM Productions t-shirt. This is gonna be a thing of beauty. You'll see a picture of it as the show gets closer, but goddamn, if you're a fan of DWN, you're going to want this shit.
So all two of you.
Yeah.
Two who bought the boy god masks. I'm assuming you'll be the only one.
You two guys, you know, the ones with the fucking.
Hey, mom, I got a new shirt coming for you.
Cthulhu bundle, you know.
Yeah, so far, definitely sold more of those. And
oh, fuck.
Because we sold three. No, I think there were somewhere around eight. One of these days, I'll be able to sell something without having to leech off a much bigger name. But until that time, I'm going to go fuck myself. Thanks for listening. Boy God.